This podcast is brought to you by the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection Arcade Classics. 7 legendary titles including X-Men vs. Street Fighter and Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Enjoy new features like online multiplayer, training, and gallery modes. Plus, join in on the action with one-button specials, where players of all skill levels can unleash those epic moves with ease. Relive the classic arcade battles. Get your hands on the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection today. Available now on PlayStation 4, PC, and Nintendo Switch.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Man, it's time for that Tuesday Night Delight. NXT is wrapped up, and we're right here at the Wrestling Inc. Studios, kind of, sort of, for the after show. It is August 20th, and my name is Lobo Boys, but as always, I'm not alone. But this time, I'm being joined by someone who was nominated for an actual Emmy. Give it up for Emily May.
Oh my gosh, hello, Lobo.
What's up? How's life? How's everything in it?
Life's good. It's my birthday week, so I am ready. I am pumped. I'm in the throes of packing. It's a big week. This week and next week, so I'm ready.
That's like two bombshells. So it's your birthday, and you're traveling where?
I'm going to London.
I'm trying to set you up for the put yourself over.
I'm sorry.
Why are you going to London there, Emmy?
There's a big pay-per-view happening, you know. Pay-per-view.
Absolutely. Wrestling Inc. is actually covering the after show with that. I think myself and Jack Farmer will be
there. Yeah, right? I heard.
At Wembley? Would you be at Wembley?
I'll be at Wembley.
Whoa. That's sick. That's crazy.
I'm excited. So I have no idea what to wear. And I'm like, that's the thing I've been battling all day.
Yeah. So. You're literally a globetrotter, but I feel like you are everywhere. I feel like every time there's a conference, every time there's an event, it's Emily May there. Just and your fans. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, my one fan, which is you.
Oh, I was like Baines.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe two.
I gotta give a shout out to everyone coming in, piling in. If you have questions or comments about today's episode of NXT, No Mercy is coming up down the pipe, and so got a lot of build for that one. As for me, I'm not going to be in Berlin. I'm not going to be in England. No. I'm going to be right here on my couch, man.
I would put you in my suitcase if I could.
That would not clear customs. I'm going to be honest.
No, that would. Maybe you're my companion. Like, yeah, I got exactly. A companion seat. I'm like, Flovo's my what is it? Emotional support friend.
I'm emotional support podcaster.
Yeah.
Really, let's talk about Jada Parker. You know what I mean? Like, imagine. So it's going to be a good time here at Wrestling Inc. recovering that show as well in the after shows. So stick around for that kind of content. Hopefully award-winning like yourself at some point. You know what I mean? I want to be able to be on your level, but. Yeah.
Oh my goodness, stop it.
Nah,
stop it.
Shout out to Killer Demons. You also saw that Mets game where it was bad. If you're a Mets fan, man, it's hang tight. The roller coaster's on the way down, maybe it'll be on the way up. It's stressful.
Oh,
me out,
no.
So. And yes, summer hiatus, the 4-year-old summer hiatus is pretty much over. Shout out to Deep Cut there for AfterBuzz.
Wow, right. Dylan. Throwing some shade.
Emily, I got a little bit of an update from the news desk over at Wrestling Inc., man. What's tickling your fancy this week? What's that happening in the news?
Well, there's a lot happening in the news, right? A lot of NXT news. What should we start with? Should we start with what Shawn Michaels said?
Let's do it. Yeah, it looks like NXT. Well, does it look like? It is. It's going on the road the first 2 weeks when they move to CW with Chicago and St. Louis with CM Punk and Randy Orton making appearances. And Shawn Michaels says this is going to be a pivotal moment for the NXT brand and what CM Punk means to be Chicago's own being featured on the first show. Now, we were talking about this, Emily, about putting NXT on the road. What it sounds like right now is that it's just 2 weeks before they go back to the CWC. But what's your thoughts about this? First 2 weeks, big episodes, and possibility going back to the CWC.
I mean, you have to have, it's the first two big debut episodes. You know, obviously they have big names, you know, Randy Orton, CM Punk. You got to get those ratings big. You got to get the fans watching. And you got to get them to, like, stick on after that, too. So I think they're throwing everything they have at the first two episodes. And, you know, Shawn Michaels said that it was going to be like a stacked card and really exciting. So I like how that everyone's getting excited about this, not just everyone behind NXT, but like CM Punk, Randy Orton, like other stars from other brands are excited for what this means for NXT talent.
Well, is it a stress there? Is it like an expectation to the show to be different on CW, you think? Or it's kind of like a just business as usual and make sure you have your brand set up and moving up there?
I mean, I think it has to. I think it is an opportunity to be different. I don't know if it will be different right away because obviously they have a structure. They know what works. They know what doesn't necessarily work. And CW is a different demographic, different audience you're hitting. So, you know, I think that's what those first few weeks are for, is to see like what hits and what works. But I think it is an opportunity to try different things.
Yeah, absolutely. Shout out to Low Vision Technology with the first question saying, what's up? How you doing? Who do you think Roxanne Perez will drop the Women's Championship to? We'll get to that as this stacked episode rolls on. And speaking of NXT and the Women's Division, looks like Julia is going to take a little bit of a longer vacation than Marigold. You know, she signed for NXT a couple weeks ago. The world has been waiting for that stare down between her and NXT Women's Champion Roxanne Perez. We have to wait a couple more days. Now, Emily May, you are an expert in the women's wrestling arts and sciences. Thoughts about Julia being part of the group and that extra stay in Marigold?
Oh, I mean, I think Julia's taking obviously her time, and I think they're making sure that it's the right moment. I mean, we'll get to that, but I think when we get to Roxanne Perez, I'll tell you my thoughts. But mm-hmm. I'm waiting for Stephanie to show up. I'm waiting for Julia to show up, and I think it's going to be the ultimate stare down.
So you work alongside with the luminaries over at Mission Pro, and that roster is stacked. And people have said, hey, look, NXT Women's Division is one of the best women's divisions on the planet. Is there a bit of a chip on the shoulder, or is it all love when a group like Mission Pro hears something like that?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I think we need more of it, right? Like, we need to be an example. You know, a lot of, like, Ren Sinclair came from Mission Pro. Oh, Dylan. do I get a certificate?
Yeah, it's in the mail.
Yeah, it's in the mail. You know, I think, like, Ren Sinclair came from Mission Pro. Thea Hale also did as well. Like, there's some incredible NXT stars right now that came from Mission Pro, had their first matches. So to be kind of a spearhead of the spirit and athleticism of these women that are going on to NXT, that's really special. So, you know, I think there needs to be more of it, obviously, and it's hotter now than ever. Yeah. But I think we got to continue to grow that roster. And obviously we see that in the segments and in the matches and the gauntlet matches, things like that are happening on NXT.
Yeah, I love the fact that we split down the middle as far as women and men talent. NXT pretty much hits all the marks.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Speaking of the men's roster, it looks like Riley Osborne has bunched his ticket for TNA's Emergent pay-per-view, getting involved in the Ultimate X match. Now, Riley Osborne, as somebody I'm a fan with the NXT UK clan, Josh Moreau was great. This could be the next step for the Chase U graduate, soon to be graduate. I don't know.
Chase,
sophomore? I don't know what he is.
I know. What year is it? Is he like a return student? Did he go through summer school? Like, I need to know.
Yeah, but Riley Osborne is getting that TNA appearance. I'm all hyped about this. I love the TNA, NXT, like, combined, like, Voltron thing. I do think we do it long-term. Forbidden Door, Curse Window. Just thoughts about mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think, obviously we'll talk a little bit more about this in the main event of tonight's episode, obviously, but I think this TNA-NXT relationship is just beginning, and it seems like they're finding the right spots for both TNA stars and NXT stars to kind of cross over at the right moments.
Yeah.
And, you know, we saw more of that tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And finally, Booker T. They know the five time. had really thoughts about the NXT presence at pay-per-views or main PLEs. Booker T on his podcast, which I do recommend you check it out for those who haven't.
It's so good.
It's great. It is kind of like old man Booker sometimes. Like, ah, you know, the kids nowadays, you know. Well.
Get off my lawn,
for real. Well, he's Booker T. He probably has like a whole compound. Anyway, thoughts about having NXT talent and matches featured on main roster PLEs. Booker T is actually not in favor. He says, look, keep NXT separate. And when you appear on the main roster, it's kind of like graduation, although there has been chatter in IWC about having a Worlds Collide situation. Thoughts about the idea of having NXT talent on PLEs?
So I kind of have a mixed reaction to this because we've seen Roxanne Perez obviously have incredible, incredible moments on a main roster show and show up and then also have some great appearances. So I think it has to be, I think it depends on who it is. I think some people can step up to the plate and obviously shine and they're ready for it, but it is a lot more pressure, which Booker T, I think, is correct to say, is that it's just an elevated amount of pressure. It's different. There's more eyes. So it's kind of like a fine balance, finding the right person in the right moment. But I do like the idea of having them intersect, just like we have Pete Dunne. You know, Pete Dunne was on Raw coming over. And yeah. On NXT. So, like, we're having that crossover. I think it's okay for NXT to come over.
If you were a general manager, would you rather have an NXT match, an NXT match on a PLE, or would you have, like, an NXT talent go up to Raw and be like, Drilly Dragunov or Seth Rollins, see you Saturday? Like,
yeah, I think I would rather not necessarily have, like, an NXT match per se, but I would want a talent like Roxanne Perez or someone like Oba Femi. Obviously, we saw him challenge that open challenge for Otis. We saw that finish. So that, I think, works. Yeah. Showing up and saying, hey, I see you. I see what you've been doing every week, and I want to have a match with you. I wouldn't say it's per se an NXT match.
Yeah.
It's with talent. But I think it can be quite successful for that talent.
So I always like picking your brain. You're way more smart than I am. I'm always I don't know. Give me everything. Like, I don't know.
Oh, man. I thought you were going to give me like a fantasy booking question. Like, if you're the general manager.
I hate that.
Because I feel like you and Jack do that.
I make Jack do that because I'll tell you one thing. And people who know.
I don't know why this is my impression of you.
Oh, because mine too. I'm Jack Farmer. Because here's the thing. Jack will hit me up in like the middle of the night and say something that's not true and expect me to argue it. He'll be like, hey, man, Goldberg, best fisherman of all time, right? You're like, who said that? Oh, your silence means I'm right. Like, what the heck, Jack?
At 4 in the morning?
Yeah, this guy, he is Batman. Like, literally Batman. Square jawed and everything. Doesn't sleep. But let's get into
it. I feel like he does have a secret, like, secret life. Does he have a Batcave and, like a cool car?
Think about it. Have you seen his house? He's always wearing suits. He's always like, true. Come see me after dark at this thing. I'm just letting you know, maybe he is Batman.
I think everything is being pieced together, Flobo. I think it all makes sense now.
Hey, you know what? This is actually a Flo of Jack fact. Do we know what the name of Jack's cat is?
Cat? His cat?
Yeah, his cat.
No.
It's Batman. Think about it. This cat's name is Batman. Okay. All right. Let's get into it because they're going to fire me if I talk about Jack anymore.
I know. Sorry, Jack. We miss you. We do it with love.
No, baby ice, please. Whatever you do, do not clip this out and tag him on social media and say Flobo's talking crap about that. He would hate that. Okay.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jack Farmer with the Wrestling Podcast. And a few years back, WWE sold a New Day-themed kit where people could make unicorn horn-shaped popsicles. They don't make them anymore, but you can still make your own popsicles, even without the kit, and get top-tier hydration in the process. In these post-SummerSlam dog days, Liquid IV is offering refreshing summer flavors like Popsicle Firecracker and Rainbow Sherbet to keep you cool and give you 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 essential vitamins and nutrients. Liquid IV is always non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Tear, pour, live more. 1 stick and 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. It's great for a road trip to No Mercy or watching All In at home. Indulge in hydration this summer with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code WRESTLE at checkout. That's 20% 10% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code WRESTLE at liquidiv.com.
This podcast is brought to you by the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection Arcade Classics. 7 legendary titles including X-Men vs. Street Fighter and Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Enjoy new features like online multiplayer, training, and gallery modes. Plus, join in on the action with one-button specials, where players of all skill levels can unleash those epic moves with ease. Relive the classic arcade battles. Get your hands on the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection today. Available now on PlayStation 4, PC, and Nintendo Switch.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
So Chase Hugh opens up the celebratory thing. They are the new tag team champions. At least half of them are, with Nathan Frazier and Axiom, which I do think they should be separate, but they're still a tag team, saying, "You got us on a bad day. Let's get ourselves back into the hunt of it," because they didn't have a proper rematch clause. They did go against the B team. Duke Hudson, Riley Osborne, they get the dub, and Ava, about an hour after that, granted them the rematch anyway. Thoughts about this one here? Chase Hugh, new champs, Nathan Frazier and Axiom trying to get their gold back.
Well, I mean, I like that, you know, obviously we had a great celebration, you know, Chase U team getting that win last week. Surprising that there was new tag champs crowned. You know, we're heading into No Mercy, and I always wonder how fast Axiom and Frazier were coming after the tag team championships so quickly after their loss. They said they had a bad day. It's like, how fast do you go after them again? And that was like what was going through my mind while watching this, is like, they're trying to go after it again. And it's like, I'm just wondering where and why right now.
Yeah, no, I'm with you 100%. This gets a question from Dylan Matthews, who is my Australian correspondent. Mm. Says Chase Drew is transitional chance for the OC to take the titles. That's what I'm praying for. OC, we'll get to that too. They're done. Let's be honest with you. They're absolutely done. And Alicia says, I still don't like Rich Holland and Chase Drew. And I got to be honest with you. Look, I understand when it comes to any kind of entertainment, doesn't matter if you're a podcaster or in a stage play, you get your script, you perform your script the best you can. But Rich Holland has had such a wandering role from going from the main roster with that Big E incident to retiring for 2 weeks to being in Chase U. I'm always waiting for the second shoe to drop. Emily May, let me ask you, Rich Holland, you a fan or nah?
You know, I feel like he's kind of trying to find his way in this, in like, this group, right? Like, it's an interesting mix of people. So it's like, I don't know if he's found his way yet.
Yeah.
In this, right? Like, he's like trying to fit in with the cool kids. And I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's quite working for him.
You know what? I'll be honest with you. I commend you being so diplomatic when I say it stinks. Oh my, it sucks. I just, look, and it's not even the guy who plays Rich Holland, right? But oh my God. What? Be like, hey, Thea, you remind me of my daughter. But then you hang around her college? That's so creep. Okay, you know what? I'm not going to get into it. This is why I don't host shows anymore. Wrestling Inc. is going to fire me. I'll be like, what's going on?
What about you're going off the rails?
I'm just, look, I get it. Like, you, this guy has the tools, and you're going to stick behind him, and he had an unfortunate accident. You want to hold it against him. But I'm kind of thinking one day he's going to be like, you know what? I'm 40 years old. What am I doing in college? And just start super kicking everybody, you know? That's just me.
I was like watching, like kind of looking at that group. If you just look at the tableau of everyone in Chase U, you're like, some of these I think have been repeating their senior year a couple times.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Which is nothing questions. Wrong with that, but.
Nothing wrong with that. If you can pay the tuition. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Chase U needs the money, so.
Let's go over to women's North American title action. Wendy Chu, who's still dead inside, apparently. That's not really explained of why she's acting the way she is. Takes on Lola Vice, who has become a fan favorite inside the CWC. And it looked like Lola Vice had the upper hand until then women's North American champion Kalani Jordan showed up. And, well, one thing led to another. Wendy Chu gets the dub. And Kalani puts her title on the line at No Mercy against what? What? Wendy Chu?
Wendy Chu. Well, you saw this coming, Flobo. You saw it coming. Wendy Chu has been, you know, wanting to get her hands on the North American Championship, Women's North American Championship. We've seen her try, like in that body bag pillow thing, hiding the title.
Body bag pillow.
Like, pretty terrifying. Wendy Chu's terrifying. And again, Lola Vice made a pretty prime mistake at the end of that, taking out Kalani Jordan with that, at the end of that, giving Wendy Chu that win. So that was kind of a tough mistake on Lola Vice's part.
You know, I don't talk about heels and faces on a show I do called Draped in Gold, but this is different. So let me ask you this. Dylan Matthew asks, was turning Lola Vice face a mistake? I think it was a mistake and Kalani Jordan should be heel. Thoughts?
Oh, goodness. I don't know. I don't know. Kalani Jordan works, she's kind of working out the way she's working out right now. I don't know. I don't know, Dylan.
Well,
I don't think it was. I don't know if it was a mistake.
It's hard to say. I understand there's so many antagonists, so many heels in NXT right now, especially with was it Fatal Influence? I want to say Toxic Attraction, but Fatal Influence.
Fatal Influence.
It's a thesaurus group, isn't it? With them being all heels, and so you need more faces.
Yeah.
And Lola has a personality that's at least you understand what she's about. She's from Miami, and she has the MMA background. But yeah, it did feel like she had a bit more of a compelling reason to watch when she was a heel. Like, to me, it made more sense that way as well.
Yeah,
maybe just me, you know, shaking my fist.
Kalani has such a like kind of a just a bubbly kind of sparkling personality as a baby face. Like, she really just brings out a lot of that that personality. So I think it works for what she's doing right now. She's champion. She's like riding high on everything. And it matches like her moveset, too. So I think it all is lining up. And there are a lot more heels in NXT right now. I think you're right, where they have these little groups and, you know, and I think we're going to see some turns, you know, post either on the pay-per-view or post pay-per-view. So a lot more people are going to be, you know, going after each other. So we got to have some smiling faces.
So yeah. I'm with you 100% by Kalani Jordan. I like her bubbly personality. I like the fact she's a face, but let me riddle me this, Emily May. When you think about the faces on the brand between, you know, Kendall Gray, between Carly Bright, between Brinley Reese, are we having too many bubbly personalities?
I don't think you can have enough.
Mm.
Because they can always change. They can always switch. You can see a dark side, Flobo. So you got to show the happy, bubbly side. And then you honk. You turn.
It's LA. It's LA. I'm sorry. I live right by the freeway.
You sounded like a clown.
I just honk. It picks up everything, I swear. No, you're absolutely right. I'm with you as well. I mean, maybe some bubbly personality is good. Some levity is good. Who doesn't have that levity is Fallon Henley. She, along with Jasmine Nix and JC Jane, they do say they're fellow influence. I do think it sounds like Toxic Attraction, but they hate the rookies except for Jasmine. Are you on board with this group?
I like this group. I love their little vignette. I love that they like had a true introduction to who they are. I'm ready to see what they can do. I like it. I like the name too. Fatal. It kind of goes into that like influencer kind of, it works with that demographic.
Is it better or worse than Pure Fusion Collective?
Definitely better. Definitely better.
I'm just kidding. I get it. I understand why you're fatal influence. Fatal. I'm not, it doesn't roll the tongue. I understand why you're fatal influence. I still don't quite understand. Even they didn't literally explain it to me. Why Fallon Henley and JC Jane is like, you guys are all rookies and pathetic, but this one and Jasmine Nix is okay. I don't quite buy that part, but maybe I'm just, you know, grasping at straws, you know?
Yeah, I think sometimes you just have to like believe in that, like just follow it, right? Like follow that story, see where it goes, and then, you know, suspend your disbelief, Flobo, a little bit.
I guess I have to. Alicia, yeah. Hey. Part of the Wrench crew, shout out to the moderators for keeping us safe. Says, I like the video package and her name is way better than Pure Fusion. Now, Pure Fusion actually works, even though you could argue that just like a fusion of fighting styles, but I'm guessing what that means. But yeah, as long as Fatal Influence.
Is it a Dragon Ball Z reference?
I don't, it sounds like one, but I have no idea. Like, here's a problem I have with factions, man. And, get themselves together is great, but you look at the names of the factions over the past couple of years, like the New Day was like one thing 10 years ago, but like, what is the Final Testament? I would think they'd be a group that quotes the Bible scripture, but they don't. What was a schism? They are a group that separates, but they were together. Like, what is damage control? Someone that stops damage, but they never did. They doled out damage. It's like, what do these names mean? Get off my lawn.
Old man Flobo.
I want to know.
Faction names. Yeah, man.
Shout out to the Bloodline. But I know if there was a group called the Head
Shrinkers. The Bloodline works.
No, but the group called the Head Shrinkers, you know, if you lost, your head could have been shrunk. That was a threat.
Oh my goodness. We gotta keep on track because you will take this off the rails.
I absolutely will, just making sure that we're having a good time. And if you are having a good time, you're having already, and you're listening to the audio version, give a shout out to Emily May. Joined the group a couple weeks ago. She's killing it. Let us know in the comments below what you think of the show. And plus, give us 5 stars on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Let's get to that No Mercy Gauntlet Eliminator. For those of you who don't know what Eliminator is, it's kind of like a gauntlet match, but you're allowed to enter the match over a certain period of time. So it has like a battle royal situation or like a Royal Rumble thing on top of a gauntlet. 6 women were involved. You know who wasn't involved? It was Carmen Petrovic because she was injured by Izzy Dame, who wanted it to be in this match, but Ava said,
darn parking lots.
Yeah, those parking lots. I mean, we all know they're dangerous, but yet even in broad daylight, you can get beat up.
Yeah.
So we had ourselves a gauntlet match. This one here was kind of an instant classic, but Jada Parker gets the win. Now she is now the new number one contender for Roxanne Perez's NXT championship. And it looks like Jada Parker is getting what they call the rocket strap to her. But Roxanne Perez wasn't too impressed. Walk me through this one.
Yeah, I mean, this one I was looking forward to because, again, all these ladies have not had a title match yet. So, again, the stakes were really, really high. I was rooting for, you know, I'm a little biased here for Ren Sinclair. But she kicked it off with Sol Ruka at the top of the match. And I do have to say that she really stayed in it for a very long time. And I think she was the third one eliminated. Yeah. So I was rooting for her in my little heart. But again, Jada got the advantage by being the last one because they had 3-minute intervals. And again, just like the Royal Rumble, you want to be the last one, right?
Sure.
And this, obviously, she had that advantage. She wasn't like Sol Ruka and Ren Sinclair had to stay on, you know, and in it for a very long time to kind of eliminate other people.
To be fair, Ren Sinclair was the fourth one eliminated. So she
lost
actually pretty long compared. And Ren, with the North Quarter Catch Crew, has kind of really inserted herself, but kind of gave them a shot in the arm they need. I could argue that she's a better leader than Charles.
I mean, she tried to take over the mic, so.
Almost got him killed tonight, but it's all good. but there's a lot to pull from this. You know, we talk about the women's division in NXT, and there was some naysayers on Twitter, or X, and I disagree with the naysayers, to be honest with you, for the record, that there's too many players with not enough personality. But I think we saw everyone in this gauntlet match really show out. Brinley Reese is more of a subdued version of herself, but still as affected. Adriana Rizzo was someone who's willing to go in head first. A lot of character beats I really loved in this one.
Yeah, I mean, Rizzo we saw come in like really, really hot, trying to do some high spots right off the bat. Reese was, like you mentioned, was really, really great as well. And again, Ren Sinclair just has character and just personality oozing out of her. Sol Ruka was really trying to pinpoint and kind of navigate the right people to take out first. Like she was kind of using the mental strength that we've seen before. And there was a lot of momentum. Like Sol Ruka was using that momentum throughout the match to kind of keep rolling. And I like how there's this many women highlighted on a show like this weekly. And it's really great to see.
Shout out to Bear Money, who says Sol is a star, but these new women coming in may take a back seat for a bit, but she should be champ. I disagree with the back seat, front seat thing. If you're hot, you're hot. And the crowd will let you know.
Yeah, you gotta go with who the WWE universe is like gravitating. What's that word?
It's brand new.
Gravitating.
We just made it up right. Gravigate.
Gravigate.
No, I like to say, like, Sol Ruka could be the LA Knight of NXT. If it's not Jada Parker, definitely Sol Ruka. The Soul Snatcher is electric. Backstage, we had a little bit of an Ethan Page and Pete Dunne jaw-jacking, which will pay off later. But the next match here is one that made me shake my remote control at the screen. The OC. Remember them? You know, the good brothers against Hank Walker and Tank Ledger. Hank and Tank gave him everything. And I was always going to write in my notes, but Hank and Tank lost the match when the impossible happened, where they actually got the win. Emily May upset City. Tell me about this one.
Well, we know that obviously the tag team division at NXT is going through something, lots of changes. But this was definitely not on my bingo card tonight. When I thought that these tag teams were gonna face each other, I thought, all right, well, Gallows and Anderson, that's most likely gonna be the big win. And it was not. So it shocked me. It shocked the interwebs. And there's definitely a very huge shift in the tag team division. And I'm still processing how I feel about this.
Did you hear Booker when Hank and Tank won? He was like, that's it. Even Booker was upset. He's like, which is so messed up because anyone should be anyone, but wow.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I really kind of want to see if Booker talks about this on his podcast this week or next week, but it definitely I think is going to be talked about tomorrow and into next week as well, which might be a good thing because it might actually lead to something bigger for No Mercy, but it definitely shook things up a little bit.
I gotta be honest, there's been like every main roster has always had a hype team. You know, there was the original Alpha Academy, there was the Mojo Rally, Zack Ryder thing, Hank and Tank. They could really be pretty much like the emblematic of that for the NXT roster. You need some like hype guys. But what I didn't expect is them to actually beat down people that crushed in Japan. And I was just like, if you're the OC and I understand that you can't win every match, where do you go from here? Like, who do you take on next?
I mean, I had a lot of this process happen this weekend at Mission Pro. And just like when I work indies, sometimes, I mean, obviously you can't always win every match. Like, it's not going to happen. But sometimes the people or the person that loses gets over more.
Right.
Because the conversation, even though they didn't get the win, the conversation turns to them about what their future is. What did they do? How are they going to move forward? Like, all of, because the conversation is on them, might be a better thing. And so there's like an ability and a chance to have that conversation of like, what's next?
Right.
Even though obviously there's some people quite upset about this.
I get it.
So sometimes losing is sometimes, and Chelsea Green's talked about this too. Sometimes losing is better than winning.
True. You can, I guess I would say you can get over without going over or something like that. But I feel like if you run yourself as like the only club that matters, and this goes for Mee Chin too, because Mee Chin, I would say, has done a little bit better. But there was a time when she was losing as well. It's like, man, when you come out, I go, okay, are you guys washed? Because you went down to developmental. We've been told NXT is developmental, and you lose two straight matches. I go, can I believe in you again?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah.
Question.
I mean, it makes you think like, do they need to go through a rebranding? Do they need to like completely, maybe this leads to so much anger and frustration that they like totally go off the rockers and knock everyone out. And maybe this is the momentum they need.
Yeah. They should like, you know, buy stock in the parking lot. That should be a cool gimmick. Just like, I live in the parking lot.
Maybe they're like the cement, maybe they're the pavers, right? And they have to pave the parking lot. And that doesn't go well.
I got to give a shout out to Ricky Sinclair. Fin's up. He says, maybe time the next team is done. I love to see them back G-O-D. On SmackDown against G-O-D. We can't use that name. That's trademark elsewhere, brother. Like, come on. It's a
they do there. Mention it on commentary, though.
They
so
do.
Technically,
they do.
Technically, we can. But I get you.
Yeah.
It's really hard for me to not use past names and as well. Or real names. So
do you do this where, and I know this is not the whole point, but do you do this where like someone may change their name or go elsewhere, but you call them by their best gimmick ever, like of their career?
Because
for me, he will always be Cesaro. This Claudio stuff is not the same. It ain't the business. It's okay.
Yeah. No, it's and it's really hard when you're with people that you have to say like their wrestler name, but then you're like, oh, but I know the real name and the legal name. And then you're like, oh, I'm with other people that you have to like, it's a mind brain thing.
Balance. Yeah. Do you have a wrestling name? I'm just curious. Do you have like
a wrestling name? No.
Okay. Well,
fine. Should I have a wrestling name? Everyone tell me what my wrestling name should be.
All I'm saying is it'd be cool if you had one. I can do my intros a little bit different.
Flobo, you need one.
That is my okay. In fact, it's a deep cut. This is not even the point of it. But like, I used to work for Mach 1 Wrestling here in Southern California, and my real name was actually so bad that was actually my wrestling name. My shoot name was my gimmick name. because no one believed. Okay, all right. So anyway, Charlie Dempsey comes out with the North Quarter Catch Crew, and they're feeling themselves because they have that Heritage Cup, which I thought for a second there we're going to have a unification thing when Obafemi came out. But Obafemi, the ruler, says, "I respect you're a champ, but I am better than you." And Tony D'Angelo even comes out again with Ren Sinclair saying, "No, I'm done with that cup stuff. I want the NA championship." And that happened to be one of the bigger dust-ups in this episode. Walk me through this one.
I mean, I'm like, Obafemi is so scary. I would not turn heel. I do really good heel cameos. I do very good heel cameos. So I do.
Wait, you're a cameo?
Yeah, I'm on Cameo.
So I could order a message from Emily for my birthday for a promotion of my job.
I've done them for Father's Day. I've done them for Mother's Day. Yeah.
You just can't be like, you know, because I can't get in Cameo. You got to tell people, you know what I mean? So I could be like, yo, tell me Jack is wrong. And,
okay. Yeah. I could just do a heel promo on Jack for you.
I love it. But sorry. The Oba Femi comes out, big dust up with Tony Angelo. Oba's on a tear. Tony Angelo wants gold.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because all of these people are still look like they want to keep their gold or they want more gold. And they're chasing it. They're chasing it here. But yeah, I think there's going to be a big dust up here coming up. No Mercy.
So it looks like Tony Angelo is taking the Oba Femi at No Mercy. Tony Angelo did take down Oba, and I think still Oba has the advantage. But the thought did cross my mind, though, that Oba should be fighting Charlie Dempsey for that cup and title at the same time.
Well, is it a double title? Do they put the NXT Heritage Cup and the NXT North American Championship on the line? Like, they put both? It's a gold for gold kind of thing?
They should. It's not the case of No Mercy, but I think, even though I love the Heritage Cup, it's not working on NXT USA.
I think they should do gold for gold and everyone and put both on the line and go, you know. But and the thing is with Tony, like, he has more people around him. Obafemi is by himself. So it's like, there's that advantage that Tony has. And Obafemi's going to have to work faster and think a little bit harder going into No Mercy because he has to hold on to that. He's had it for how many, like a long time. How long has it been? I can't remember how many days.
He's won it at Stand and Deliver. That was April. So that's 4 months.
April. So 4 months. Okay. So he's obviously, I felt like he defended against Otis last week. And I felt like, for him to get like hit by Tony this week was like really surprising. Because like he just took on Otis. I'm interested to see how much this stuff bubbles over in the next week or so.
Talk about guys that need dubs. Ashanti the Adonis has been having the most jealous streak against Dion Lennox.
Jealous.
I mean, look, the man just left to read his book last week. He was backstage just trying to hype himself up because the ladies like hanging out. That should be a sign, brother. But anyway, in this matchup, I have my money on Dion Lennox. And if that was the case, I'd be out of a job and out of a home because Ashanti the Adonis hits him down and basically says he is more attractive than Dion. What is Ashanti doing? Can you help me out with this?
I don't know. There's so much jealousy and so much, you know, I think they're all getting distracted by all the wonderful women at NXT. They're getting distracted. They need to focus on the work in the ring.
Yeah.
Work on that.
So, I mean, look, I know there's always time to build on things, but are you a fan of Dion Lennox? Is there something there? Are you kind of like, look, man, you got to be a lot more aggressive or something missing from him?
Yeah, I think so. I like that they've been building this story back and forth a lot of like this, you know, of them kind of competing, right, for affections. And I think I like this contrast of like kind of got the nerdy nerd and then you have like the suave, you know, he's trying to be suave, right?
Yeah, see, that's what I tell your face. You call Ashanti suave because you know he's not, but you said it anyway. You're just so nice. That's so nice. Dylan asked a question for you. So with Emily's history with Ren, Maddie, does Emily think Ren is trying to wreck the NQCC from within?
I don't think she is purposely messing it up from within, but I think she accidentally will mess it up at some point.
Well, some can argue the NQCC was already in shambles and she just kind of shows up and is now taking it to a new direction.
I mean, she is, I guess she's kind of maybe helped bring it together in a better way. And again, rebranded it, redirected it. But maybe she'll be the true leader one day.
See, that would be kind of cool. Because I feel like Jada Parker showed up and now she is OTM. And the other guys are just there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I think she's like, I think the mic skills tonight and kind of her kind of taking over, stepping over Dempsey. I think this is, this shows that she has that power to be on the mic and kind of help them get to where they want to be. And maybe this will elevate her to a title match eventually.
Quick question. You know, when I hang out with the boys, actually we're old. We kind of text each other, call it hanging out. We have this thing called buying the merch. You can like somebody, you can love somebody, but you can be so into somebody that you're willing to buy the merch and show the world that you're a fan. Now I know Ren Sinclair is, she's already a made woman, Mission Pro alum, but are you a fan? Would you buy the merch of Charlie Dempsey? And if so, why not? Why not?
When I buy merch,
yeah, are you so into what Charlie Dempsey's doing that you feel proud to be like, I'm a Charlie Dempsey fan?
I know because I don't buy merch. I don't buy merch at all.
It's more of a figurative. You know, like Jack says, I don't buy merch. Shut up with your snooze, Jack.
No. What I would buy is I would buy a replica NXT North America, like the Heritage Cup. Like,
I would
want it branded like with my name on it and be like, yeah, that's what I would buy.
That's actually pretty genius. If there's money in the banks, WWE, give us Heritage
Cup. I think
cups.
They need the Heritage Cup. I'm just saying. Make it happen. Send it with my certificate of arts and sciences.
Before we get to our main event, is there anything that happened this week that caught your eye? Anything backstage? I was kind of like, you know what? We should probably touch up on that. Rocking and rolling.
Let's rock and roll to the main event. Let's get to it.
A triple threat for the number one contender to NXT championship. I'm cracking up because Ethan Page is like, I hate everybody. You're like, damn, Ethan.
Ethan hates everyone. Yeah, but Ethan was on commentary, so.
Yeah, for sure. Ricky Ziegler real quick says, it's crazy. I'm wrestling my first love, but I don't buy merch. That's a big thing.
It's also really expensive too, so I don't blame you.
See, it is, but I feel like there's some people that cross that barrier. You're like, I have a Carmelo Hayes sweatshirt. I got to buy a Carmelo Hayes sweatshirt, or I got to buy a Bailey buddy. I did anyway. All right, so let me start this over because I missed that intro. A triple threat for the NXT Championships on the line. Ethan Page is on commentary with Wesley, Pete Dunne, and Joe Hendry, all in a match. And guess what? Everyone has some business going on with everybody else. Joe Hendry is now our new number one contender, but he didn't get there easily enough. He had to deal with Wesley and his struggles with the Rascals and Pete Dunne and his struggles with Trick Williams. It was bedlam. It was pandemonium. But everyone believes our new number one contender.
Yes, Flobo, you have to be excited. Joe Hendry is the number one contender. I called it. I was ready for it, Flobo. I believe in Joe Hendry.
I mean, I do too, but I think that exchange backstage between Ethan Page and Pete Dunne really sold that match for me. When he was like, when I get titles, Pete Dunne says, I hold on to them. And Ethan's like, well, where's your title now, chump? And I was like, oh, I want to see that. So it's like, I'm not mad. It makes sense. Joe Hendry, yeah, believe in him. But dang, so, man.
Dunne just lost on Raw against Sheamus, right? So Dunne has all that like extra pent up energy. And so we're going to get the Pete Dunne kind of Trick Williams thing. I can see it going down the line. We're going to get Wesley. Obviously, we saw Zach Wentz coming in, causing some trouble. Again, there's still, like you said, there's still that history there. So we're going to get that. And then we're going to get Ethan Page versus Joe Hendry.
This is gonna
make No Mercy.
Hey, Ethan Page, Joe Hendry, my two favorite theme songs are gonna be in the matchup. Way too early for predictions. But does Ethan Page walk out of No Mercy the NXT champion?
I honestly think Joe Hendry has a huge, huge chance, a very high probability of being the next NXT champion.
Wow. Stop the show. Somebody actually agrees with me. Shout out to Amanda who says, what? I agree, Flobo. Totally. I was waiting for Pete and Ethan. I know. Hopefully get that soon. Well, Joe has done everything and taking an inch from a mile. This guy's been amazing. If he wins, that's going to be vibes and scenes and all that stuff the kids say nowadays, Riz and Cat. I have no idea. It's going to be great. But yeah, man, Ethan Page has done so much to stabilize that that NXT championship, just being just a jerk, and I love it.
I mean, we're all like having trouble with our words tonight.
Mm-hmm. Ricky Sinclair says still waiting for TNA to get their rub out of this deal. Well, to be fair, not to like say it's equal or not, but a lot of the TNA talent can train at the Performance Center, and whether or not you like WWE or not, you can imagine just going to a place where everyone's practicing their craft will make you that much better. So maybe that's what they're getting the rub out of.
I mean, they're selling out, like TNA is selling out shows. They're getting, you know, their numbers or our viewership numbers are skyrocketing. So I mean they're getting it.
One more question before we wrap this up. Julian Floyd says, who comes out to confront Roxanne after she pins Jade? Excuse me, sir or ma'am. Delta, Jelia, or Stephanie? So pins Jada?
What? Well, we know who Flobo's rooting for.
She is the only person to me I was like, I'm on board. Roxanne Perez needs an opponent. Jada Parker can do it. Okay, I'm on.
I honestly think it's going to be Julia or Stephanie. Someone that has not been there yet, walking out and confronting.
If you had to pick one, though, those are your options. If you had the book.
I think it would be Julia.
Yeah, Julia would be the better one for me, too. But even Stephanie Van Kirk can totally. I think she deserves more of the vignettes and packages, the coming soon. But like the show up, stare down, like you're going against me now. Definitely Julia. That's just me. Yeah. But anyone could be a wrong answer. But gotta say, thank you so much. It's the first time we're like back together on a show for like 3 or 4 years, Emily May. That's crazy.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
it makes me happy because I had George the first, I feel like it's like we're all back together.
Yeah, watch me get fired for derailing the show and talking about Jack for an hour.
Okay, it was only like 2 minutes out of the 45.
I'm trying to get fired. All right, so tomorrow, Russ Inger is back with the AEW Dynamite After Show. And like we said before, we have coverage for All In, All Out, Bash in Berlin, and No Mercy. So make sure you watch those out in the coming weeks because we need all of your comments. It's still kind of a pilot program, those PLEs and pay-per-views. And hopefully get to be in that mix too. It'll be kind of cool to work with you for a pay-per-view.
Yes. It would be so much fun.
Speaking about fun, how can people find you? How can people support you? How can they order cameos from you? Let me know.
Yes. You can follow me on all social platforms at Emily May Heller. I am off to London for All In. And then I am heading to Berlin for Bash in Berlin. So I'm going to be there live. So follow me for all of my coverage. I think I just had Flobo freak out right now, but I also have cameos. If you want to support me for my birthday week, I got PayPal, Cash App, all that. I'm going to be on the road for 2 weeks. So
you're going to jolly old England, Mike, and then saying Guten Tag in Germany the same week?
Yes.
What the? You know, Emily May is going on tour, man. Russ Inc., you're lucky to have her. I'll be back next week. Look, my boy, I hang out with Jack Farmer every Wednesday. The show's called Draped in Gold. We break down NXT in the mornings, probably my second time this week. Check me out for that. But I am not going to England. I'm not coming to Germany. I'm just slumming it here in my bedroom. And also, I like it. All right, catch you guys tomorrow, WrestlingInc.com. Talk to you soon.
This podcast is brought to you by the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection Arcade Classics. 7 legendary titles, including X-Men vs. Street Fighter and Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Enjoy new features like online multiplayer, training, and gallery modes. Plus, join in on the action with one-button specials, where players of all skill levels can unleash those epic moves with ease. Relive the classic arcade battles. Get your hands on the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection today. Available now on PlayStation 4, PC, and Nintendo Switch.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.